leading the news this morning after a 32-hour siege. French police have killed the gunman accused of murdering seven people in southern France. 23-year-old Mohamed Mara opened fire on police as they stormed his apartment in Toulouse. He was shot in the head by a police marksman as he tried to jump out of a bedroom window. Brisbane emergency teams are this morning assessing the damage from torrential rain and floods across the Sunshine Coast. About 200 homes were flooded, forcing a number of evacuations. Roads were submerged, drivers were stranded, some with water up to their windows. Emergency services received more than 550 calls for help. Both Queensland political leaders will make their final pitch to voters today on the last full day of the election campaign. The Premier Anna Bligh will spend the day trying to claw back ground, and the opposition leader Campbell Newman says he's not taking the prospect of victory for granted. Eyewitnesses say a Brazilian student who died after being tasered by Sydney police seems to be the victim of mistaken identity. Police say they tasered 21-year-old Roberto Curti after he resisted arrest. But a store worker has said Mr. Curti was not the person involved in the theft. A memorial service for Margaret Whitlam is to be held in Sydney this afternoon. The wife of former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam died last Saturday. She was 92.